USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A week from today, the government runs out of money again, and that could mean a partial government shutdown again if a compromise on border security that the president will go along with isn't reached. Yesterday, though, some encouraging words as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump sounding upbeat about the bipartisan border security talks aimed at preventing another partial government shutdown.
We'll see what happens, but I certainly hear that they are working on something and both sides are moving along. We'll see what happens. We need border security. We have to have it. It's not an option.
Negotiators expect to have a deal by Monday.
Serving 59 years in Congress, he was the longest-serving member in U.S. history. Former Congressman John Dingell, a Democrat being remembered as a champion of the auto industry, has died at 92. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is to appear before the House Judiciary Committee this morning. That panel is expected to ask Whitaker if he shared any briefings that he had on the special counsel's Russia investigation with anyone in the White House. Democrats, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and U.S. Senator Ed Markey, have unveiled the details of their plan to address climate change. Called the Green New Deal, it would change the nation's requirements for energy to all renewable by 2030. Senator Chuck Grassley, the Iowa Republican, says,
her direction would take us down the road of an economy that's pretty constant, and how do you divide it up so more people have less? I'm interested in creating a growing economy where there's more for more people.
He spoke on the Fox Business Network. Seattle's bracing for what could be a crippling snowstorm today. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
USA Radio Consumer News Now. A new study finds some Americans routinely putting their personal data at risk without even realizing it. For example, using public Wi-Fi or tossing mail in the trash. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
More than 9 out of 10 U.S. adults have been guilty of at least one risky data security behavior in the past year, according to a new CreditCards.com report that says the most common data security mistake is reusing your online passwords, which could contribute to identity theft. Other common risky behaviors include using a public Wi-Fi network, saving passwords and payment info, carrying a social security card in your purse or wallet, and throwing out mail that has personal data on it without shredding it first. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The very latest now on the situation in Venezuela. Here's USA Radio's John Clements.
Abrams said the time for talks with Maduro have long passed. It now is the time for some of his friends, like Cuba or Russia, to give him asylum.
Well, he's got friends in places like Cuba and Russia. And there are some other countries, actually, that have come to us privately and said they'd be willing to take members of the current illegitimate regime if it would help the transition.
President Trump has said a military option for Venezuela is still on the table. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.